This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tim. Now, ECB President Mario Draghi, he said that the bank will reassess its trillion euro bond buying program by the end of the year. Do you think that the ECB will extend or even expand its QE?
Yeah, I think that's definitely what he meant by that, and that's certainly how the market took that. And I think he really is has a real good chance and said that with a lot of confidence because thus far the quantitative easing they've done hasn't really done much as far as causing inflation. In fact, they've got a deflationary environment that they're fighting. So absolutely, I think that really got things rolling today in the global markets, and I think that was very loud and clear. So December 3rd is a date they're going to reassess, and I think that's fully expected by the market.
So you think that not only will he extend it past the September 2016 deadline, he might even increase the size of the bond buying program?
Yeah, I think so. If they have enough to buy, absolutely, if it'll take it. Because I think that's, clearly stimulus was the name of the game. And I think that the members of the council that were against it, I think, have been a little bit convinced by the fact that it doesn't cause the inflation. So I think there's a good chance to extend it. The only problem is to find enough to buy, if they have enough securities to buy. But yeah, I think there's a good chance they can extend it, for sure.
Well, you mentioned that this program was supposed to help push inflation towards the targeted 2%. So do you, in effect, consider the current round of QE as having failed?
Well, first of all, do I think, the question is, do I think they do it? Yes. Do I think it's effective? No. I think it's actually causing an asset inflation, which I think that you're seeing globally now. And to me, I think that it's one of those short-term fixes that's working because it's adding liquidity and stimulating asset prices. But I think there's a danger in and of itself when that game comes to an end, which we haven't seen. I think we started to see that signs of that in August when you saw the reserves from not only China but from a lot of central bank reserves declining. I think that was that's the fallout from, I think, the reverse of quantitative easing. But to answer your question, I don't think it's effective. I think it serves to boost asset prices, and I think it's a temporary fix that makes everybody feel good.
You would think that the ECB had looked at the U.S. and learnt from the problems the Fed is having trying to wean markets of this sugar rush of QE, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what the Fed's problem is different, and the ECB may be facing the same, is that when you get to the zero bound of interest rates, it's not so easy to lift them, even just fundamentally, because functionally, the overnight repo markets and the lending markets, as we used to know them for many, many years, is just not functional anymore. So that's a major problem they have. But when it comes time to even raising rates and even the mere thought of it, you see what will happen. And I think, the other thing I think that's driving the ECB's decision, which I think is very important, is when the euro pushed the 114 level, they do not want the euro currency going higher either. And to be quite honest, I think that the world now knows what the benefits of a dollar, the dollar, at least stop strengthening the dollar, the dangers that that provides. But I think the ECB, every bit as much as deflation, I think currency is every bit a part of it as well.
So how closely will you be watching the moves in the euro-dollar cross?
I think that that's everything to watch, really. And I believe if the dollar really gains much strength and the strength spreads to where it was this past summer, in other words, I think if the Fed would talk about tightening again, you'd have a redux or a replay of what we saw this summer. That's why I think that the central banks are kind of in a bind right now. I don't think the Fed's in any position to tighten and even talk about tightening. In fact, the Fed Funds futures market puts even a 50-50 chance at March at the earliest for the Fed to be raising rates. So I think this is the game that's being played right now, but I think this is one of these repercussions that we get from this central bank policy that we've been living and feeding off of for the past 7 years. So it's a sugar high, but I think long-term, I think there's some serious problems that we have yet to deal with, but I think that may be for another day.
So at the moment, what should investors be doing? I mean, is this a problem that we can kick down the road?
It looks that way right now. I think that the way the markets and the rally we saw today was just, actually this month of October, it just kind of shows what the power of zero interest rates and the power of asset buying and and this central bank, regress that we've been seeing for, you know, how many years. I think it's the power of it. It's a tough thing to fight. So I guess it's good until it's not good. But I think the markets are pretty dangerous. I think that the equity looks to me, equity markets look like the real game, that at least the center of what I think is being targeted right now. So I think that the equity markets continue to rally until we see signs of the Fed starting to talk about tightening again. And then I think it's time to start batten down the hatches. But until then, it looks, looks like this is an interest rate and central bank driven market.
Well, thanks for your time. That was Tim Mulholland, Managing Partner of China America Capital Company over in Chicago, US.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.